In memory of the beautiful Neshamot that died on Lag BaOmer, and in honor of those that were left behind. Be strong, and we will be strengthened. This Shabbat, we conclude the third book of the Torah in shuls and congregations throughout the world. As the last few words of Sefer Vayikra are recited, we rise as a community and call out, Chazak, Chazak, Vinit Chazek. Be strong, and we will be strengthened. In the Sephardic tradition, a variation of this phrase is said every week at the conclusion of each and every Aliyah. There are a few verses in the Tanakh where these words and variations of them appear. If we come to understand the biblical context of these psukim, we will glean a deeper appreciation of these ancient words. The first time the phrase appears as Chazak ve'ematz is in Sefer Yehoshua. Joshua, after the death of Moshe, has just stepped into the biggest and most crucial role of his life, as he stands lonely and alone before the grieving nation, preparing to lead them into the land of Israel. God charges him with the mission of being strong and resolute in ensuring that Moshe's teachings are safeguarded and transmitted to future generations. Rak chazak ve'ematz me'od lishmor la'asot kechol ha'Torah asher tzivcha Moshe. The Midrash in Bereshit Rabbah portrays the following intimate moment. B'sha'ah she'nigla alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitza'o yoshev v'sefer Mishneh Torah b'yado, amar lo, chazak Yehoshua, ametz Yehoshua, lo yamush sefer HaTorah hazeh. At the moment that God appeared before Joshua, God found him sitting with the Torah in his hands, and God spoke to him saying, be strong, Joshua. Be brave, Joshua. It is as if God, through the Torah, is seeking out Yehoshua, whispering messages of strength. The next time we see the recurring phrase of Chazak appears in chapter 12 of the book of Shmuel, during the reign of David HaMelech. The Israelites are about to go into battle against the Ammonim, and Yoav ben Tsruya, David's chosen general, rallies up the troops by calling out, Chazak v'nit chazek be'ad amenu uve'ad arei Eloheinu ve'Hashem ya'aseh hatov be'enav. Be strong and let us strengthen each other for the sake of our people and the land of our God, and the Lord will do what he deems right. Yoav galvanizes the fighters, reminding them of the power of Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and their dynamic relationship with God. And finally, the next time we see the phrase again is in the book of Daniel. He served in the court of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, during the destruction of Jerusalem and the first temple. One night, Daniel had a soulful vision in which an angel appeared before him saying, Al tira ish chamudot, shalom lach, chazak v'chazak, ubedabro imi, hitchazakti, va'omra, yidaber adoni, ki chizaktani. Have no fear, precious man, all will be well with you. Be strong, be strong. And as he spoke with me, I was strengthened and said, speak on, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. These words of fortitude offered by the angel served to strengthen Daniel and give him the courage to face the challenges that lie ahead. This Shabbat, as we rise and proclaim Chazak, Chazak, v'nit Chazek, may we hear God's voice whispering to each of us through the words of the Torah, just as Yehoshua did. Inspired by Yoav ben Tsruya, may we find strength in each other, the Jewish people, and the land of Israel. And like Daniel, with God's encouragement, may we discover the spring of our own capabilities and the inner strength to endure.